Hello, everybody. Good morning. Hope Savara here with a daily dose of hope. I hope you're doing great. I hope your day is going great. I hope you woke up, got up, dressed up, showed up, got on the road okay, all of that jazz. And your day is as good as mine is, which means I'm alive and I'm breathing. And at this point in time, I can't ask for much more than that. Good morning, everybody. Chrome and Steel Radio, Daily Dose of Hope show. It is Thursday, and it is almost the end of the month. I have this weird glare on my glasses. Hold on a second. Let's see if that makes it go away. Kind of. We'll just kind of roll with it here. Good morning, and thanks for tuning in. We have some fun things planned this morning. I think we're going to play a little, I don't think, we actually are going to play a little trucker trivia. So if you think you are a top-notch trucker, if you think you know all the lingo, then stay tuned in, and I would love to hear your answers in the comment section. And if someone really stands out that they really know a lot of the answers, so we'll have to divvy out some prizes today. That'll be fun. Also on today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about how to breathe properly, the benefits of breathing. I mean, it does kind of keep us alive. And what you can be doing on your truck while you're driving to help improve things like mental clarity and energy, fatigue, digestion, and it's free. And it's breathing. Yep, my friends, it's breathing. So that's what we're gonna talk about today on the show. Tune in, drop in the comment section. Where are you tuning in from? Are you out on the road? What state line are you crossing right now? Or maybe getting close to crossing? If you're at home, let me know where home is. I am in Wisconsin, southeastern Wisconsin. I gotta tell ya, I love that I've probably had, I don't know, in the last week, four or five drivers message me or text me and be like, hey, I'm in your neck of the woods. And it's always like an hour or so away, but pretty close, which is pretty great. Apparently Wisconsin is a hot spot, at least southern Wisconsin is a hot spot for drop-offs and pickups. So good morning. Okay, this morning we're gonna kick it off and we are gonna do a little bit of trucker trivia. So if you've watched some of my previous shows, I don't know if I have it down here right now. Let me take a look. Oh, I do. We pulled out this bad boy a few shows back and we had the CB slang dictionary that is exclusively for truck drivers. We're not going to be using this bad boy today, but just so that a little reminder, this guy is 1976. I mean, this is an antique, my friends. But today I found some other trucker trivia that I think you might like, and I would love to see how many of you know what some of these mean. Some of them I didn't know, and so I'd love to hear what you think. Okay, so we're playing trucker trivia this morning. Let me know if you're tuning in, drop it in the comment section, say hi, and here we go. So our first one, and actually I didn't know this one. If you were a truck driver, which you are, what is credit card machine? What is credit card machine? I was like, duh, but apparently it was not what I thought it was. So if you know what credit card machine means, drop it in the comment section. Let me know. We have 18 of these, so we're gonna get through all 18 this morning. Do you know what the word credit card refers to when you are a driver? I did not know this. So I'd love to know what your thoughts are. Drop it in the comment section if you think you know, and we'll circle back to some of these. I'll kind of keep track. So, okay, number two. What are gaiters? So if a driver says gaiters, what does that mean? I did not know this one either. I knew about half of them, a little bit more than half. So what is gaiters? G-A-T-O-R-S. Do you know what that means? So here we go. Oh, Hippo Nation. Hey, Jay, how are you? Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully your day is going well. It's like about to rain here. So if anybody is up in the Midwest, get ready for some rain, because that is what it looks like it's going to be today. I'm just happy it's not snow. Hey, Scott, Indianapolis. I've missed you. I know. I've missed you guys, too. We're playing trucker trivia today. So let me know if you know any of these answers. We'll give out some prizes at the end of the day here today or at the end of the call. So we have our first one, which I did not know this one, and credit card machine. And I'm on a trucker site, so let me know too if any of these are incorrect, because you know no one's perfect. But we'll kind of go with this. So, credit card machine. Does anyone know or know that slang? Tire in the road. So the gator. Yes, the gator is tire. Okay, so credit card machine refers to not so rare instance of having to drive your semi truck across a narrow bridge. Why is it called credit card machine? Can somebody answer that for me? That one makes no sense to me. Maybe because the credit card is narrow. I mean, I'm not really sure. But that's the first one. Gators, you are correct, Scott. Rubber in the road, Jay, you are correct. So we'll kind of keep track here, Scott. All right, number three. I don't know why am I like way down by number 16. Okay, we're gonna go back at the top eventually. Wiggle wagon. What does wiggle wagon mean? I actually knew this one. And so I do come from a family of blue collar workers, truck drivers, construction workers, all sorts of stuff. So some of this stuff I am familiar with, but some of them I didn't know. So if you know what a wiggle wagon is, drop it in the comments section. My kids love this. They like the terminology for this. So if you know what wiggle wagon is, drop it in the comments section. Maybe you've been a part of a wiggle wagon or you've seen a wiggle wagon. I just like saying it. Good morning. If you're just tuning in, drop in the comments section. Let me know where you're tuning in from. We're just trying to have fun this morning, pass the time, just kind of make light of wherever it is you're at. Hopefully you're not in a traffic jam because, well, everyone's quarantined, so everybody shouldn't be out in traffic, but you never know. Because the road is narrow like a credit card machine. So that actually is terminology that you actually use. I just never heard anyone say credit card machine. So Scott, I appreciate that. Hey Tyler, thanks for tuning in. Wyoming, woohoo. All right, let's see. So that was Tyler. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Okay, so credit card machine. That actually is terminology that you've actually used. And I'm impressed that somebody knew that because I did not know that. And I did not ask my husband if he knew that. Maybe he would know that too. Doubles and triples. Okay, so wiggle wagon, doubles and triples. You are correct, Jay. That is awesome. I'm impressed. So let's see, what do they have here? The road train, also known as the road train, with obvious explanation being the multiple trailers or cars, if you're using a railway, attached to the back of one semi truck. And next term in our list of wiggle wagons. So awesome, you're right, I'm smart, I'm impressed. Hey Jeff, thanks for tuning in, good morning. Okay, next one, Kojak with a Kodak. If you don't know this one, I mean, I know this one, I've known this one since I was in high school. So Kojak with a Kodak. Who knows what this one is? This one I feel like is pretty obvious though, but I have to say that truckers, drivers, you guys have like the best slang for everything. I just like top notch. I mean, you know, any other world that I've immersed myself in, you guys by far just have a little bit more fun with life. So Kojak with a Kodak, if anybody has any idea what that is, drop it in the comments section. I'll kind of leave that laying out there and then we'll go back to it. Just kind of wait for someone to post that in there. Okay, the next one, Georgia Overdrive. I actually did not know this one. So you better not be Googling these either. I'm expecting you to know this based on your harder knowledge of being a truck driver. So Georgia Overdrive, I did not know this one. Jay so far has known every single one so far, and I'm pretty impressed. That's pretty good. So Georgia Overdrive, I did not know what this one meant. But it makes sense, I guess. So drop it in the comment section. If you know what Georgia Overdrive means, we're playing a little trucker trivia this morning. A little guess who, trucker style. Popo, you're right, Scott. Woohoo, nice. With a radar. Brownie points, that is correct. He does have a radar. Nice. And does anybody know? Here we go, next one. The Georgia Overdrive. I did not know this one. So Georgia Overdrive, have you ever heard it? Do you use this term? That's the other question. Do you actually use this terminology? Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Truckers Against Predators, thanks so much for tuning in. Maybe you guys know this one. What does Georgia overdrive mean? And also, drop in the comments section, do you actually use this terminology? That's what I want to know. Like, do you use these terms, or do you just know that they're out there? Jay says, bear sitting on a shoulder with a picture taker radar. Very clever, very clever. I love it. I love it. Transmission. So Scott says transmission. Okay, so let's see. Could it be special gears truckers go into? Does it actually involve truck routes to Georgia? No, actually no, none of the above. Georgia overdrive means coasting down a hill without using the accelerator to save gas and improve on gas mileage. Who knows why the words Georgia and overdrive add up to equal that definition? But then again, does it matter? Language is strange and a mysterious thing. And when you're a truck driver, it's even more strange and mysterious. So that, my friends, is the Georgia overdrive. Who does that? Who actually like shifts and just kind of coasts down the hill? Maybe don't tell me that. At least, I don't know. Maybe not. Big box transmission. Nice, Jay. Jay, how long have you been trucking for? You're a pretty smart dude. Okay, next one. Oh, I laughed about this one. Motion lotion. What does that one mean? Like, okay, so if you tuned into the previous show and we went through my CV dictionary, there was a couple in there that like I couldn't even say without laughing. Taylor Barker, if you're tuning in. Now I apparently have a nickname because I couldn't help myself. So, but we're talking about motion lotion right now. What does motion lotion mean in the trucker world? Drop it in the comments section. So far, Jay Bird knows all of them, has answered them all correctly. Scott is trailing right behind him. Drop it in the comments section. What does motion lotion mean in the trucker world? I want to know. Drop it in the comments section. We're going to go to the next one. We'll come back to that one too. Okay, seat cover. Hey, Al, thanks for tuning in. We'll see how smart Al is with all of this, with my 10 speed all the time. Well, I think I do that too. My kids like run up the hill or bike up the hill as fast as they can, and then they just coast all the way down the hill. They love it. That's like the joy of it. Hey, Robert, thanks for tuning in. So Jeff says fuel. He is correct. Jeff, you are like the smartest man on this live right now. I am impressed. So motion lotion, yes, it means fuel. Excellent. I'm impressed. Hey, Robert, how you doing? Where are you at right now? I hope you're doing well. All right, seat cover. That's the next one. So what in the trucker world does seat cover mean? Who is smart enough to drop it in the comments section? So we're gonna probably give away some prizes at the end of this. So let's see how smart you are. I'd get slapped. Fuel, yes, most of motion lotion is fuel. Lonnie, thanks for tuning in. Fuel, awesome, awesome. Leave that hot beaver alone. We were just talking about my CB slang dictionary, which I need to make an updated version because some of you have sent me like 50 more different slang words. We'll have to add these to it, and we need to make like a mother trucker one so then everyone can have an updated slang dictionary. Let's see. Jay says, hottie with a skirt on and a dress. So... Oh, Taylor Barker, where are you when I need you? Hey, Florida, nice. At least it's a little bit nicer than it here. Is person in a car? But Jeff, here's the question. Person in a car. So we're talking trucker trivia right now. If you're just tuning in, a bunch of you just hopped on the live. So what does a seat cover mean? You got to be more specific than that. Person in a car, but not enough information. So where is this person in the car? Where are they sitting? In the truck, in the car, whatever. So we're looking at the slang seat cover. And so far, Jay Bird is like nailing every single one of these. Motion lotion was fuel. That was one of our previous ones. We had Georgia overdrive, which I did not know. That was one I have never heard before. Kojak with a Kodak. We all knew that one. That was pretty easy. But right now, we are looking at seat cover. And it's not just a person in a car. It's a person where? Where are they sitting? It's a girl in a car. It could be a girl in a car. All right, so it's a person sitting, supposedly it's a person sitting in the passenger seat. Birdie low on my seat looking ever so neat, stopping my feet so that mother trucker's beat. So Alan, are you writing me a song? I hope so. There's a lot of hot seat covers down there. I taught Jerry Novak to drive. Oh, my Lanta, I am so sorry that you had to go through that. No, I'm just joking. I love Jerry Novak. He is one of a kind. If you know Jerry, drop some comments or hearts off on the side. He is one amazing dude. I'm honored to know him. Girl in the passenger seat, Scott Arthur says. I taught Jerry. I can't believe that, Jay. That's fantastic. So, yes. Seat cover is not specifically a girl, but we could say that, is a passenger in the passenger seat. So yes, you are correct. I am so impressed with how smart you all are. Yeah, we love Jerry. Jerry, those are likes are for you. Those thumbs ups are for you. We love you. You're awesome. Jerry is about as real as they get. I mean, can we all agree with that? If you know Jerry Novak, one of the most genuine guys I know. Just super cool guy. I really appreciate him. Okay, next one, bumper sticker. So if you're just tuning in, we have a couple more people tune in. We're playing Trucker Trivia right now. So what does bumper sticker mean? When I asked my kids this, they were like, I know what it means. I was like, no, not exactly. So who knows what a bumper sticker means? Al says, depends on if the person is the only one in the car. Good point. So I'm assuming that you were referring to the seat cover, but that is a very good point. Jay Bird says, love Jerry, really good brother of mine, amazing man. Yes, he is. He has a show on Chrome and Steel Radio. If you haven't checked out his show before, please do so. He is so genuine and so real and really has a heart for trucking and for livestock. So we appreciate him here at Chrome and Steel Radio. Chrome and Steel Radio says, dang, we have quite the crowd here this morning. Hey, I'm assuming maybe that's Maddie or Dave. We're playing Trucker Trivia right now. We're going to give away some prizes at the end. So far, Jay Bird is killing it. He is like knows almost every single one. Alan is writing rap songs for me, and I appreciate that. Now I have to get him to sing them. Car following too close. So Scott says the bumper sticker is a car following too close. So, and you are right. So Scott is catching up here. I'm literally keeping track here. So I'm keeping tally. So drop your answer in the comments section as soon as you know. And let me know. So yes, a bumper sticker is someone who tails way too close, well, whether to you as the trucker or anyone on the road. So now I'm gonna yell out my window, hey, you bumper sticker, which doesn't sound quite as good as, hey, you mother trucker. Robert says, riding high in my seat, slinging shit on the street in my 13 shit speed drink. Okay, so one of these shows, we're going to have to write a rap together and then get Bill Weaver to sing the rap. If anyone is game with that, drop me some hearts or some likes, and we'll have to get Bill Weaver on a show with me, and we will write a rap that he has to sing, like, right on contact. Or better yet, maybe Bill and Taylor Barker can sing it together. That would be fun. So I'm going to have to snag these lyrics for you guys. Alan, come on. I really want you to write me a rap. I really appreciate that. I like your rhyming words. What else could rhyme with mother trucker? Can you think of a couple of things? Then we could like add that in there too. That would be really good. Okay. All right. Back to our trucker trivia. Next one. $50 lane. So who knows what $50 lane means? I'm trying to say it so it sounds really cool, you guys. So $50 lane, what does that mean? Who knows it? Who's smart? Who's been a trucker for a long ass time and can answer that? Drop it in the comments section. I want to know who is going to answer first. Hey, also, while you're thinking and writing in the comments section, Davy Crockett Travel Center, Greenville, Tennessee, we appreciate you. You are one of our sponsors on Chrome and Steel Radio. Without you, it is nothing of what we do is possible. If you have a chance to stop there, please do. We are working on getting our Stiff Mother Trucker Pain Relief Cream at Davy Crockett. So now you'll have another place to get it at. All right, so what one did we just say? $50 lane. And Jay says it's the fast lane in Cali. It's gonna cost you. Get Tony Justice, yes. Okay, so we'll have to do maybe like a competition. So if we can get a rap together, what we'll do is we'll do like a panel. And Tony Justice and Bill Weaver and Taylor Barker, anybody else that you think wants to participate in this, we're gonna have a competition on Chrome and Steel Radio here. Who can sing the rap the best? So Dave, you heard me saying this, that we're gonna have a rap competition. I mean, why not, right? But Scott, you are correct, fast lane. Jay, you are correct, fast lane. Awesome, it is called the fast lane. $50 lane is the fast lane. And that's right, if you're in California, they will nail you. Although either you'll get nailed in traffic going 110, or you'll get nailed by a popo. All right, I didn't know this one, okay? Double nickel. I also wanna know, who taught you these? So drop it in the comment section. Who taught you these terms? Did you just hear these terms like when you became a driver? Did someone like a mentor actually teach you these? Were you like sitting at a truck stop one day? It was like, hey buddy, let me teach you these trucker terms. Like, I wanna know, drop it in the comment section, how you actually learned some of these. I feel like anything I've learned in life that was inappropriate was usually like in a back alley or like smoking marijuana, you know, in someone's basement doing something inappropriate. And whatever it is. I mean, so I always feel like that's where I learn things like this. So drop it in the comment section. Hey, Chris, good morning. So Jay, Chris, Scott, Brad, James too. Okay, awesome. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking about like two different things at the same time. So we're doing trucker trivia this morning, and we're also talking about writing a rap song and having a competition of people having to sing that rap song. So we got Brad James too. So if you think anybody else would like to participate in this rap song or compete, we'll have to like give away some cool prizes or something. But that will be highly entertaining to watch. So I'm all in. But Alan, Al, Robert, we need your help. You gotta help us write it. Okay. Alan in for the kill. Awesome. Double nickel. You are exactly on. Double nickel comes from a time when all of the interstates across the United States had a standardized speed of 55 miles per hour. Can you imagine? 55 miles an hour. So for those of you that don't know, I live in southern Wisconsin and we have Interstate 41. And it used to be 65, and now it went up to 70, and you'd think that 5 miles an hour, faster, wouldn't make a big difference. Holy hell, it is amazing. Like, I know the Midwest is like 5 years behind everybody else, but wowzers, is that nicer? Going down the highway and not trailing behind someone going exactly 65. So now everybody goes like 80, which is pretty nice. Get Tyler Novak to rep it. All right, we got Tyler too. As long as he has his mullet and his pink hat on, I'm good with that. Good morning, Ross. How are you? We're playing trucker trivia. We're talking about writing trucker rap songs and who should sing them. It's going to be a great morning. I can't think of a better way to start my day than with all of you. And we just, double nickel was our last trivia. And it does mean 55 miles an hour. Okay, next one, you ready? West Coast turnarounds. I never heard about this one. So this is another one I did not know. And drop it in the comment section if you know what West Coast turnarounds means. And I'm keeping track. So, Al, West Coast turnarounds, do you know what that means? I did not know what this one meant. I actually never heard this one before, but I'm sure all of you are, you're way smarter than me. So let me know, enlighten me. And also again, drop it in the comment section. Like, who teaches you these things? Who clued you in many moons ago about all of this slang stuff? I wanna know. Sleeping little pill, Jay says. Okay, so Jay, you are like killing it. I'm impressed. So ever feeling tired or worn out? Did you maybe not get any sleep? Blah, blah, blah. Truckers face this too. Okay, so cue West Coast turnarounds, energy pills, drinks, or caffeine pills to keep you awake, going strong no matter what. Most often than not, it involves taking speed in the form of a pill. Oh, drugs. Yes, Alan, drugs. I actually didn't even read that one before this. So, yes, energy drinks, caffeine, obviously that's the more correct version in 2020 here now. But otherwise, speed, my friends. And I know some of you have tried that baby before. I have not. But West Coast turnarounds, wow, can you imagine? Nice job. Black Molly's, nice. Yes. See, that would be a really good Black Molly. I could see that in a rap song, Alan. Are you taking notes here and writing this? Okay, next one. Bear bait. That one's pretty obvious. Let me know. Bear bait. We're not talking about grizzly bears, people. If you're just tuning in, we're doing a little trucker trivia this morning to pass the time. Good morning. Hope Savara here with a daily dose of hope and Chrome and Steel Radio. We're just having a little fun this morning. You know, just something to pass the time, something to make you laugh. Try to use this little thing up here and see how many of these you know right off the cuff. So this next one is bear bait. Who knows what that is? Jay says, there was a day many moons ago we used to talk on the radio. Yes. And bunch up the hammer up and down. So this little guy here, the CV Slam Dictionary, I actually got this from my uncle, who's now passed, and when he and his wife got married many, many years ago, for their honeymoon, they went on a road trip. And as a wedding gift to each other, they bought a CB radio. And I don't remember what she said her handle was, I'll have to ask her. And they went across country for their honeymoon, and they like wanted to communicate and talk with all the truck drivers. And so this little guy came with the CB radio. And that was many, many years ago. But so we played with this guy before. We'll bring that out another day. But Scott, okay, back to our little one here. Jay says, bear bait is someone who runs blocker. Scott says it's a blocker. And bear bait is, let's see. Bear bait would refer to one of us speeding by trucks being bait for the cops. Has anyone ever done that? I gotta know. Drop it in the comment section. Al says, started hearing these terms in 1975 when I started playing on the CB. Well, you're 1 year after this little bad boy came out. So that's what I kind of imagined. And how many of you use a CB too still? I'd love to know. Drop it in the comment section. But you are right. Alan, you're right. Jay, Scott, you guys are awesome. Thanks so much for playing. They're having a little fun this morning. All right, next one. Paying the water bill. What does paying the water bill mean? If anybody knows, drop it in the comment section. Jay says, never wink, wink. That's a smart answer, Jay. This live will be deleted afterwards for security purposes. All right, so who knows what paying the water bill means? Hey, Dave, thanks for tuning in. How are you? Hopefully you're doing good. And people are getting their taxes done on time and not just using the extension as a means to be lazy and not do it. Like, get it done, people. Like, just check that box off. Al, yes, I have. Awesome. So who knows what paying the water bill means in trucker slang? Who has the answer? Drop it in the comment section. I want to know. Let me know. I'm keeping track here. So I'm keeping track. And at the end, we'll give out some prizes. So Dave from Chrome and Steel, there's a lot of Daves on here right now. If you're still on, think about what else we could give these amazing drivers as a little gift. And we've been writing a rap song. Alan is knee deep right now in lyrics for me. Right, Alan? Good morning. I'm awesome, Dave. I'm glad you're good. Brandon's tuning in. Going to the bathroom. All right. So paying the water bill. Paying the water bill means that you're going to the bathroom. If you have to pay the water bill, you have to pull over and go to the bathroom. It's a pretty tactful and clever term in my opinion. And it's another term for a trucker lexicon. Awesome. Brandon, way to kill it. I did not know that one. Jay, you didn't know that one? Oh, Peen, Scott, you're right. Nice. Nice. Hey, Rodney, taking a piss, you're right. Thanks for tuning in. We're playing a little trucker trivia this morning if you're just tuning in. Just a good, fun old time. Nothing crazy, nothing heavy. All right, next one. Same as watering the tires. Yes, that would be another one. We'll have to add that one. Watering the tires. Nice job, Al. All right, here we go. You ready? Reading the mail. We're playing trucker trivia this morning. And I don't know, we've done like eight maybe. I think we have 18 here. What does reading the mail mean? So you're all drivers, most of you are. What does reading the mail? Alan says squirting the dirt. Alan, these are all good terms that we could be using in a rap song for anybody to sing. We're taking names right now. Who do you want to sing our rap song? I'm gonna plug my computer in so that it doesn't die on me here. Who knows? Please don't die, please don't die. Ah, there we go, perfect. Saved the day. It's because I'm so quick, right? All right, who knows what reading the mail means? Looking over the bills of landings. Jay says, I always called it checking the tire pressure. I love it. Okay, reading the mail is when other truckers are listening on the CB radio, likely channel 19. What happens on channel 19? Okay, but not contributing to the conversation. I call that a creeper. So somebody that listens in but doesn't contribute, I call that a creeper. So truckers call it reading the mail. I call it a creeper. So nice job on that one. All right, let's see. Looking at the paperwork. All right, here we go. Ready? Next one. Feeding the bears. We're playing trucker trivia this morning. Good morning. Drop it in the comment section. Let me know where you're tuning in from if you're just tuning in. A couple new faces that I haven't seen lately or before. Good morning. Dave says, same things happen on Facebook. Yes, that's called a creeper. But we can call it opening the mail or reading the mail. Maybe that'll be like a really sly way of telling people that they're being creepy. Getting a ticket, Brandon says. Al says stays on channel 19. What happens on channel 19 stays on channel 19. Noted. Noted. I do have a CB radio. I should pop that bad boy out. Oh my, bad things could happen on that. All right, so feeding the bears. What does feeding the bears mean? Brandon, I'm assuming saying means getting a ticket. When someone is feeding the bears, as it was, what else could it mean besides getting pulled over by a cop? Brandon, you are right. Awesome. And it means getting pulled over by a cop, whether it be a mama bear, a smoky bear, a care bear, or the next number will reveal it. Okay, so a care bear. What kind of policeman would be a care bear? I'd love to know. Drop it in the comment section. Enlighten me. Okay, next one. This is getting into the police force, you guys. So I apologize in advance if this offends anybody. All right, local yokel. Getting run through the way station. Local yokel. What does local yokel mean? What does local yokel mean? I actually have never heard this one. Maybe some of you haven't. That one is not familiar. City cop. Brandon, you are like killing it here. So let's see here, local law enforcement, nice job, and a small town outlook but a big time attitude. So there's the specifics. It's a local cop with a small town outlook but a big time attitude. Wow, that sounds pretty beefy. It can be a bit humorous for truckers at times, hence why they call them local yokels. Have you ever come in contact with a local yokel before? Have you ever had a little run-in? I'd love to know. Brandon, you are like coming from behind. I'm impressed. Yes, city cop. Care Bear is a city cop. So, okay, so they're both the same thing. Local yokel and a Care Bear. Got it. City popo. Scott, nice. You guys got it. See? You just like educated me like no other. Okay. City cop. Nice, Rodney. You got it. Awesome. Al says Karma Cop is a Care Bear. All right. I got it. All right. Here's the next one. Toothpicks. We're playing trucker trivia. We got like 18 different trucker slang phrases or words. What is toothpicks? What does toothpicks mean? If you're a trucker, maybe some of you deal with this or haul this. I'm not sure, but maybe. Toothpicks. What is toothpicks? Drop it in the comments section. Enlighten me. Enlighten your fellow friends and drivers. What is toothpicks? I feel like I'm using my phone right now, but I should be texting Taylor Barker. Maybe he's sleeping and wake his ass up. He loves all this trucker trivia. Scott says, Ohio, I ran into one and she was a blowhard. Barney Fife, I love it. Okay, so toothpicks. Brandon says, high-speed chicken feed, cocaine-laced toothpicks. Holy shit, I don't know if I want to try those. Randall says, Care Bear is a bear in construction, mainly a trooper. Huh, all right. See, I'm learning something every day. Al says, eyes open. Exactly. Logs, hey, Rodney, in for the kill. Absolutely, Rodney is right. So, toothpicks. Log hauler, yes. Hey, good morning, Taylor Barker. We're playing trucker trivia. We got about 18 slang words. Jay, you're right, log hauler. I am literally keeping track here, you guys. Who are getting these correct? Rodney came in and killed this first one right away. So toothpicks, umber or logs carried on the back of a semi-truck are called toothpicks, mainly because they do look like toothpicks stacked up together like that. You mentioned my name. So did you hear my name when I called you out? I was like, Taylor Barker. So if you're just tuning in, we're playing trucker trivia. And at the same time, we're trying to write a trucker rap song. And we are thinking of putting together a competition between Tony Justice, Taylor Barker, Bill Weaver, Brad James, and Tyler Novak that have to sing this rap song, and then they will be graded and the audience will pull. It's kind of like American Idol, but a lot more redneck and a lot more trucker style. So if you have any lyrics that you want to contribute to the rap song, drop them in the comments section. Otherwise, we're going to continue on. All right, here we go. The next one, riding a cradle. You mentioned my name and I tuned in. Awesome. Okay, so here we go. Next one is riding a cradle. Stick caller, you are right, Randy. Or Randall, here we go. Stick caller, we'll put yours down. All right, toothpicks or eye openers or logs, you got it. Okay, this next one, riding a cradle. Who knows what riding a cradle means? Let's see here. Oh, okay, awesome. Hold on, let me just pull this off of here. Go out. There we go. Okay, so Dave from Crumb and Steel Radio just said, we are going to give away some Bill Weaver CDs today after playing our little trucker trivia this morning. We're also going to give away some Stiff Mother Trucker, okay? And I have some other stuff, but it's like in a box. So we'll give away some prizes to those of you. So far, Rodney, Brandon, Scott, and Jay, like you guys are like out in the front. Jay and Scott are tied here in first place. So who knows what riding a cradle means? Between two trucks, a convoy, Taylor Barker, back door on a convoy. Okay, so here we go. This white semi-truck, blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's see. Riding the cradle is when you, as a trucker, drive between two semis. All right, we got a couple people here. Rodney, Scott, Jay. I'll have to go back through the, here we go. Oh, I can scroll back up on the comments. Randall, awesome. Scott, Jay, okay, we got you guys. All right, we got you guys. All right, so those of you that are just tuning in, we're playing Trekker Trivia. We got some prizes for you at the end today. So we're gonna give away some Bill Weaver CDs. He doesn't know that yet, but we're giving away some Bill Weaver CDs. We're giving away some Stiff Mother Trekker Pain Relief Cream. If you haven't tried this yet, definitely let me know. I like to think it's awesome, but we've had really good reviews on it too. So we're really happy to help you guys out with that. We're gonna give away some cool prizes. Jay Bird said he thought it was called the rocking chair. I don't know. Maybe, let's see. But sometimes they give me some other names for it. I don't know, they don't say, but I'm sure there's other ways to say it. Riding the cradle or the rocking chair, same thing. Awesome, thanks Al. See, Al is like my reference dictionary. I just have to concur with Al, and then he'll tell me if it's right or not. All right, let me go back up to the top because we kind of started in the middle here. Okay, here we go. I'm scrolling on my computer screen, you guys, to find these, so you just gotta bear with me for a second. 18, 13. You might have done all 18 of these, y'all. Let's see if I can find some more. Okay, hold on. Give me 2 seconds here. Let's see if I can find a couple more. All right, here we go. We got some more for you. All right, here we go. Come on. All right, here we go. We got a couple more. Catch You on the Flip-Flop. Never heard it. Catch You on the Flip-Flop. All right, oh, awesome, Taylor. I know Sherry's sent a really great message to us on Facebook, and we're so glad that she loves it. All right, let's pop back up here. Oh, yeah, we can totally do that. I'm just reading the Chrome and Steel comments. Okay, so we'll do a couple more here. Catch You on the Flip-Flop. What does that mean? Never heard it. Maybe I did. I don't remember. But Catch You on the Flip-Flop. What does that mean? We'll do five more or something because Jay and Scott are tied. So we have to break that tiebreaker. And let me know, drop in the comment section, Catch You on the Flip-Flop. Taylor Barker, there's a couple in here that we have not done in the Trekker Dictionary. We already accomplished that, Taylor. Anyone know what smoking beaver is? Yes, we've already accomplished that. See you later. On your way back, see you going the other way. Awesome. Thanks guys so much for tuning in. All right, we got one more here. Good morning, Bob. How are you? Hey, see you on the turnaround. Thanks, Jay. Thanks for tuning in. Awesome. Thanks for tuning in. Awesome. Yep. See you on the turnaround. Awesome. You guys got it. Awesome. Here we go. Tally. You guys got it. Okay, here. Let's see. Oh, I've never heard this one. Chicken truck. Who's heard this one before? Chicken truck. Have you heard that one? Chicken truck. Hey, Bob. Yeah, I don't know. Well, right now with the coronavirus, I'm not coming to South Carolina anytime soon, but hopefully once all this crazy stuff is over, we will be back for sure. What does chicken truck mean? Does anybody know? I've actually never heard this one before. Let's see how smart you all are. Drop it in the comments section if you know what chicken truck means. And also if you've ever actually used that term before. A truck with lots of lights on. Yes. Owner operator rigs with lots of lights on them, chrome and cool accessories. Well, my friends, that's like half of you guys. Like, those are the answers. Awesome. Yes, I know. I was playing around like you were leaving, okay? Now I missed who just said that? Al did. Okay. So Al. And then, let's see. Okay. Reefer. Trucks with lots of bling. You got it, Bob. Reefer with lots of lights. Yes. Also, you should totally post some of your pictures of your trucks. If you have a lot of chrome, if you have a lot of lights on it, drop it in Chrome and Steel Radio's Facebook page so we can see it. We'll have to do a contest like that sometime soon. That would be good. Show trucks are my favorite. Yes, David has a special place in his heart for chrome and for blinged out trucks. He's like a kid in a candy store. When he sees them, he gets very excited. Dave, I'm picking on you. Yes, chicken lights. Awesome. Okay, next one. Let's see. Comic book. Comic book. If you're a driver, comic book. When you use the word comic book, what does that mean? What does that mean? Who knows? And who actually uses that term too? So that's the other question. So you may know these terms, but do you actually use those terms? For those of you who don't know, Hope is the smoking beaver. Oh, that show like was just so fun when we did that. Logbook, you're right, Al. You are so right. Taylor, I can't afford Chrome, I'm married. You could just like paste your picture, your wife's picture on the side of your truck, Taylor. That would work too. Or you could get like paint, that would work too. All right, also known as a coloring book. Yes. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. I'm writing that down. So you guys are educating me on all these at the same time. Logbook, you got it, Randall. You got it. Who else? Rodney, logbook, you got it. Scott, yes, logbook. You guys are awesome. All right, let's see. I just want to make sure I don't miss anybody. Brandon. Okay. Okay. How about just getting it? Just getting it. Yes, we do use that. Well, I know you use logbooks, but I want to know if you actually use that terminology. Like, do you actually call your logbook a coloring book? Do you actually call your logbook a comic book? I know you guys use them still, but I want to know if you actually use that terminology. Just curious. All right. Jay says coloring book. Yes. Okay. So just getting it. Hammer down, Al says. Yes, running fast and hard. Al, you are right. You are right. Okay. I've not heard this one before. Whipping her feet. Whipping with a apostrophe after the N. Whipping her feet. What does that mean? Whipping her feet. Hammer down, Brandon. You're right. You are right. I got you down. You guys are smart. I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Unless you're like Googling these as we're doing this, but I highly doubt it. Hope was joking. My truck is so much chrome. I know. Yes, if you haven't seen Taylor Barker's truck, you would think it was his firstborn child. Like, it's very well maintained. Very sweet. All right, we call logbook paper trail. Yes, paper trail as well. I've heard that. Speeding, you are right. Truck, well, whipping her feet. Whipping her feet. Well, that could kind of mean speeding, Scott. Whipping her feet is a truck slipping and sliding. I didn't know that. So whipping her feet means a truck slipping or sliding. All right, let's see if I can find a couple more here. All right. Oh, here we go. I'm 10 and on the side. What does that mean? I'm 10 and on the side. Good morning if you're just tuning in. Hope Savara here with a Daily Dose of Hope. We're playing a little trucker trivia. Not smart, just old. Well, there is a little bit of wisdom that comes with being old, so you got to take that as a compliment. All right, I'm 10 and on the side. Does anyone know what that means? I've never heard this before. I'm 10 and on the side. Never heard it. No idea. Well, I know because I'm reading it, but I'd love to know if you know what this is. Some of these are hard. Some of these are like, whoa. Taking a break. I'm 10 on the side. I'm finished talking and now listening to see who I can help or what's ahead in traffic. Taking a break. I'd call that taking a break. I mean, taking a break from whatever's going on. Scott, you are killing it. I'm impressed. Taking a break or listening. Brandon, you got it. That listening part is part of it. Awesome. I'm done talking and now I'm listening. I think that's a skill a lot of people I know could definitely work on a little bit. Listening on the radio, nice Randall, you got it. Al says, that should be I'm 10 and 10. It doesn't say that though. I'm Al, you are correcting. We're going to have to email this trucker lingo and let them know that they have this one incorrect. Oh, hit the nail on the head. I love it. Awesome. Hey, good morning, Ryan. Thanks for tuning in. Okay. Let's see. Let's find a hard one. Although you got at least somebody always knows what one of these are. All right. You're blowing my doors off. If a driver says you're blowing my doors off, what does that mean? If you're just tuning in, we're playing trucker trivia. We're going to give away some prizes at the end. We got some mad tallying going on right now. I am keeping track of people that are posting the right answers in the comment section. And we're going to give away some Bill Weaver CDs. We're going to give away some Stiff Mother Trucker Pain Relief Cream. We're going to give away warm hugs. We're going to give away all sorts of stuff. So you'll have to wait until the next trucking event to get warm hugs. But we can at least put them on layaway until that time. So you're blowing my doors off. I'm quiet and standing by. CB is loud. He's flying. Ryan, you're right. He's going fast. You are right. Ryan in for the kill. Here we go. Nice. And I like the little truck emojis that you added. That should be like an extra brownie point because you have to search for emojis. Passing me fast, Brandon, you got it. The CB is too loud. Rodney, no, that's wrong. I just dropped my pen. Ugh. All right. It means the rig is going very fast. You're blowing my doors off. All right, here we go. And I'm sure there's multiple sayings for a lot of these as well. 42 driver, keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down. That's a lot. Like, literally the saying for this is longer than what it means. Same as, can I have my paint back? All right, 42 driver, keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down. Has anyone actually ever said this? That's what I want to know. Like, that's a mouthful. And to say what it actually means is like five words less. Oh, man. All right. 42 driver, keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down. I hear you. Be safe. Can I have my paint back? Oh, Al. All right, let's see here. 42 driver, keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down. Ryan says acknowledgement and take it easy and have a good day. Yep, don't roll over it. Keep going. Scott says, when someone asks you for a radio check, if they're too loud and you clear them and tell them you're blowing my doors off. Oh, man. Yes, yes, be safe. Be safe, yes. Awesome. Brandon, yes. Be safe. Rodney, yes. Let's see. Awesome. I'm impressed. I'm impressed you guys know some of these. Some of these I'm like, what? Okay, let's see what else we got. Going to the barnyard. That's a pretty easy one. Going to the barnyard. Who knows what that one means? You're going to the barnyard. Again, if you've ever been to Davy Crockett Travel Center, please check them out. They are one of Chrome and Steel's sponsors. Great people down there. Just super great people. We so appreciate them. Going to the barnyard. Shiny side up and rubber on the ground. Be safe. Yes, Scott, that was the previous one. I will give you that. All right. Going to the barnyard. What does that mean? Randall, you were right. That was the last one. I'll give you that one. Going to the yard. Scott in for the kill. Yes. Heading to Bill Weaver's place. What if we just we put out a little alert system and we all just show up at Bill Weaver's house, right? We can all camp in his back 40. Going to the yard, yes. Brandon heading home. All right, yes. Who is that? Randall, yes. Going to the yard, going home. Rodney, yes. I'm impressed. Yes, that is correct. You're going to the company yard. You are heading home. Okay, let's see. Being cool on the stool. being cool on the stool. What does that mean? Who knows? Who's smart? Who's got this one right? Being cool on the school or on the stool, S-T-O-O-L. Being cool on the stool. Who's got it? I could literally play this all day long, you guys, just so you know. Caroline would kill us if we ever did that. Well, no, she would kill Bill after we all left. That's the key, Al. She would kill Bill after we all left. Like, how could you not love this face? Oh, all right. Being cool on the stool. Yes, Al. Everything is going smooth right now. I'm enjoying the ride. So being cool on the stool. Everything is going smooth right now, and I'm enjoying the ride. Looking good, riding down, sitting low. Nice, Brandon. All right, don't speed, I'll take it. Yep, everything's going good right now. Being cool on the stool. And do you actually say that? Like, just curious, I wanna know. Okay, let's see what else we got here. We'll do a couple more. We already did that one on the other one. Following the speed limits and the laws. You got it, Rodney. Mark you down. Okay, here we go. Scott, don't go in too fast and chilling. Yes, that's the key, is that you're also chilling. You're also relaxing or at least enjoying the scenery a little bit. Okay. Break one. No, we won't do that one. That one's too easy. Let's see. Okay, here we go. This is a really long one, okay? You got one Kansas drifter wall to wall and treetop tall. I'm 10 and listening in, setting the side, we're gone. Did you get all that? Like, holy hell. Okay, I'll say it again. You got one Kansas drifter wall to wall and treetop tall. I'm 10. And listening in, setting, S-E-T-T-E-I-N, setting the side, we're gone. Oh, my Lanta. That is a mouthful. You got one Kansas drifter wall to wall and treetop tall. I'm 10 and listening in, setting the side, we're gone. Good Lord. Again, the meaning of this one is way easier to understand. Like, clearly this is a Southern slang phrase. Yes, I just said that. I am from the Midwest. This is like, oh my. All right, who knows the answer to this one? Oh my gosh. All right, this is what it says. Alice says, I'm so-and-so, hear you loud and proud, but listening in. Bear is everywhere, I'm quiet but listening. So you actually like comprehended what I just said? Like that was like mush I just listened to. So Kansas Drifter has a big CB radio with lots of power range and I'm just listening. I cannot believe you guys actually knew what that was. Like I couldn't even comprehend what I was reading. And let's see, Al, Randall, Brandon, Scott, like, holy shit, I am so impressed. I had no idea what that meant. I am so impressed. I'm going to read it again, and I'll read the definition. Rodney, that's how I was. I was like, WTF, like, what am I reading right now? Okay, you got the one Kansas drifter wall to wall and treetop tall. I'm 10 and listening in, setting the side, we gone. It means Kansas drifter has a big CB radio with lots of power and range, and I'm just listening. I'm so impressed that you guys actually knew that. That was insane. Okay, let's try to find another one here. All right, how about this one? 42 driver, keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down. Oh, Al. For some odd reason, I actually believe that to be true. My radio was so big, it needs its own trailer. I believe it. Hey, good morning, Jess. Thanks for tuning in. We're playing a little trucker slang, trucker trivia this morning, just to pass the time. Good morning. I got here 42 driver. Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down. What does it mean? I was so close. Yes, you were. Okay, so for those of you that just tuned in, the last one I just read was freaking insane. Like, I couldn't even read it correctly. It was so, like, wow. Okay, here we go. So, 42 driver, keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down. Acknowledgement and be safe. Don't roll over. Don't roll it over, driver. 42 driver. Why 42 driver? Can someone explain that to me? Why 42 driver? Randall said that's old. Okay, so what? Why 42? Can someone explain that to me? 42 driver. Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down. And it means don't roll over it, driver. Don't roll over it, comma, driver. Another version of being safe. All right, cool. So we're going to do... So Rodney had being safe, Scott, Jay, Brandon, and Randall. Okay, we gave you guys credit for all that. All right, thank you for that clarity. All right, let's see. Oh, here we go. Westbound, you're going to bring it back to the granny lane. Ah, okay, thanks, Al. Got it, makes sense. 10-4. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. See, I learned something I never knew. I'm never going to claim to know it all because I don't. I'm learning, but I love you all. Over and out. Be safe out there. I gotcha. I gotcha. I know what 10-4 means, but I didn't know what 42 meant. So now I know. Now I've just learned something. I have a new wrinkle in my brain. Okay, here we go. So Brandon says, come back to the right lane. So when someone says westbound, you're going good to bring it back to the granny lane. You missed me. You can pull it back to the slow lane in front of me. Come back to the right lane. You got it. Brandon, impressed. Love it. You are definitely coming back here. Okay, here we go. Here, this is a long, long definition. Okay, right lane. Randall, you're right. You are absolutely right. Let's see, let me count these up here really quick. So Scott, has 18, Jay has 16, Randall has 10, Rodney has 13, Brandon has 13. So those are gonna be our top runners right now. Keep playing, we'll give away prizes to everybody for playing, don't worry. All right, slow down, westbound truck cop ahead. Okay, here we go. My heater's a glowing, and my manners are a showing. Who's got that one? My heater's are a glowing, and my manners are showing. Who knows it? My heater's are a glowing. And my manners are showing. We'll say this is the last one. My heaters are glowing. That could be a good rap song lyrics. My heaters are glowing and my manners are showing. Who's got it? Running the left lane in fast pace. Al, like you just like, I'm impressed. All right. My heaters are a-glowing, and my manners are showing. Showing, like I-N, showing, not showing, showing. Hammering down and being good. Randall says, not fair, I'm in the backwoods of Kentucky banjo playing. drinking moonshine and playing the banjo. All right. Never heard of it. I never heard of it either. This is another one where I was like, all right, maybe I'm not southern enough for this one. My heaters are glowing and my manners are showing. It says my CB amp is working exceptionally well. Like, exceptionally, that's an interesting choice of words. And I'm doing everything I can to agitate the out-of-town truckers rolling through the area. This particular CB was pushing over 1,500 watts. Huh. So, has anyone ever done this before? Where you're actually purposely agitating the out-of-town truckers driving through the area? That sounds like that could get violent. I want to see who... Let's see. Nobody knew that one. Slow connection. Yeah, it's a, there's a little bit of a delay, too. If you're talking about Facebook Live, sometimes there's a little bit of a delay. But did anybody actually know that one? My heaters are a-glowing and my manners are a-showing. Never heard it. Turbos are hot and driving fast, but being safe. That's kind of true. It says my CB amp is working exceptionally well, and I'm doing everything I can to agitate the out-of-town truckers rolling through the area. That seems like something some of you might do, possibly. Oh, no, we would never make another driver crazy. I don't know. I beg to differ. A couple of you that I know pretty well, I'm here, like to poke at people. So never on purpose, obviously. It happens all the time in Ontario, California. I can imagine. California should just be its own country. That place is crazy. Especially now. Okay, so here we go. Jay, if you're still on, you have 5, 10, 11, 12, 16, 17. So Scott and Jay are tied for first. And Randall, Rodney, and Brandon, you are in our second place running. Kicking the dog in his two-stack Mac with the windows. Okay, so now we're getting some rap lyrics here. I'm going to have to scroll back through this and write down all the rap lyrics. Brandon, that is slamming. So we're going to have to do a show just specifically on coming up with some rap lyrics for Tony Justice, Brad James, Tyler Novak, Taylor Barker, and do a little bit of some rapping competition here on Chrome and Steel Radio. Okay, so here's the deal. Jay, Scott, Randall, Rodney, and Brandon, we're gonna give you some prizes for playing. Al, you get a virtual hug from me. So what we're gonna need to do here is we will get in touch with you 4-5 and we'll get your addresses from you and we will send you some prizes for playing today. We will play Trucker Trivia again. Randall says, walking the dog and kicking the cat. Of course a cat should be kicked. Although we have chickens and I made the mistake one time. We had a really mean rooster, like super mean rooster. And the only time he'd ever let me in the chicken coop was I'd have to like kick him out of the way. Like he was awful mean. But it was great because he kept predators away. So I like would kind of kick this rooster because he was super violent. And so then when my kids were really little, they thought, oh, I should kick the rooster. I should kick the chickens. So now that I learned, I need to either explain to them to not kick the chickens or I have to tell them why I'm kicking the chickens. Total side note. So Jay, Scott, Randall, Rodney, and Brandon, you have won prizes. All for participating and watching A Daily Dose of Hope show on Chrome and Steel Radio. We hope you guys had a fun time. We hope you enjoyed this. We're going to save the breathing work for another show, and we will bring Trucker Trivia back. Maybe we should do this at least once a month. Every month we'll do Trucker Trivia. Hope is a rooster booster. I so enjoy all of you. Let me know if you enjoyed this broadcast and the show. Share it out. Everyone can play on the replay, obviously. Share us some love. Definitely like this show because it helps our ratings on Facebook. You know the deal with Facebook. They like to hide stuff, and we want people to know that we are out there for them all to hopefully pass the time. All right, you guys, be safe out there. And until next time, this is A Daily Dose of Hope with Hope Zavara. If you haven't yet, please go over to Mother Trucker Yoga on Facebook. We are on Instagram. Follow us. We do daily videos and post stuff to help you guys feel a little bit better. Nothing complicated. Things that you can do even in the cab of your truck. If you haven't yet tried our Stiff Mother Trucker, please go to our website. We do free shipping. Support us because it helps us to continue to support all of you. And we obviously appreciate everything that you do.